Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kim Cole, president of the Community Foundation Morgan County, and I'm here today with a very special guest, BJ Pendle.
How you doing?
Hi. Thanks for being with us, BJ. BJ is a local business owner in Mooresville. He's a financial planner for Raymond James, and he's also a corporate sponsor of the Community Foundation. In addition, we steward a fund for he and his wife, and he's a founding member of Guys Who Give. So again, thank you for joining us, and even more so, thank you for hosting us in your fabulous office space. For those viewers that don't know, BJ bought a rather historic building in Mooresville a few years ago and renovated it, and it's quite the buzz. When I took this position last year, one of the first things I heard after having to meet him was, have you seen his office? So tell us about that, yeah. BJ.
Well, thanks for coming. Happy to have you. The building project, acquired the building a couple of years ago, and always had a dream and a vision to have a building in downtown Mooresville. And this particular one was, fortunate to acquire, and through a lot of work and just kind of a whole revamp of the building, we brought back what I think is kind of the historic feel of a building in downtown Mooresville, and it's a fun place to come to work every day, and our clients love it, and we want to find ways to give it back to the community any way we can.
It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm sure it is a wonderful place to come to work for you and your employees and for your clients to visit. And with that, we of course partnered with you and appreciate the corporate sponsorship, and why don't you just tell our viewers a little bit of why you decided to partner with us.
Sure, absolutely. With the foundation, I've been familiar with it over the years, and you see all the good work that's being done through the foundation, with local nonprofits that are getting supported through donations, and as you mentioned, like our fund and other families that have funds at the foundation. So became pretty familiar with all the good work that is done, and in this particular year, I wanted to, through our conversation, jump in and let our business be among some others to support the foundation. And a pretty motivating year with the Lilly matching grants that you have. So,
yes.
$1 turns into $3. And that was certainly motivating. But just again, knowing that there's a lot of organizations in the county that have been touched by the foundation, and the county is better off because of the good work being done.
Certainly, and we appreciate the support, and as BJ said, all corporate sponsorships, as well as any other donation into our unrestricted account, is triple matched by Lilly Endowment's Gift 8 program. So a $100 donation becomes $300. That goes into our unrestricted account, which funds our grants. Those go out directly to our non-for-profits. This year, our grant budget is $73,000. If we meet our donation goal for Gift 8, that will nearly double that budget for 2026. So we appreciate your support in that regard. And another exciting program that we're starting this year is the Guys Who Give Morgan County. And you've already joined. I appreciate that. I appreciate that you're a founding member. And for viewers that are not aware, we have started two giving circles, a women's group and a men's group. 100 Women Who Care convened in March, on March the 6th. 81 founding members for the women. So we granted over, it was $8,000. That was tripled. So $24,000 went to Stability First. That was a very successful opening night. Guys Who Give is May 1st. So I believe the last time I looked at the membership numbers, we were around 30 men. I know you've been out heavily recruiting, and tell me why you decided to join.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, besides the fact that I started harassing you.
good ask at the beginning for sure. But when you shared the vision of this particular kind of fundraising generosity effort, it struck me as a really interesting way to get like-minded people, like a large group of like-minded people in the county together to fellowship. Yeah, to exercise their generosity and just to again do things together that move the county forward and to bless an organization. And I do believe as a Christian, we're called to serve and to give. And I do believe one person can make a difference, but the math guy in me always comes out, and I know one person can do an awful lot. Mm-hmm. Two people can do twice as much, but if you can get 50 to 100 people on that same page to, be on that common mission, then exactly. A lot can be achieved. And so it's been fun to be a part of. It's been fun to share it with some others that mm-hmm. I think would be inspired by the opportunity. And if you're listening today, if I haven't called on you, please consider joining the group. I think it's a fantastic way to make sure the county that we have today is better off in the future. And I'd encourage everyone to get involved.
I appreciate that. It is definitely a reasonable dollar amount. Throwing in $100 to join for membership, and then $100 every quarter. It's a reasonable amount, and it's fun. We had a great time at the women's meeting, so I'm really excited to see if the men can break the 81 members for the first meeting, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And the competitive guy does come out at me, where we've kind of joked around with some of the founding women that we can get over 81, not to disturb what they've done, but I think a good competition and a little bit of friendly push from each other can achieve
healthy competition is a good thing. So, yeah. Well, thank you, BJ. You've been fantastic as a guest. We appreciate your involvement in the Community Foundation and the community as a whole, and look forward to seeing you at
the
meeting.
Yep, appreciate it.
Thank you.